This is channel 2 over, the beginning of channel 2 over. Beginning of channel 2 over, I'm setting it up for Miss Bessie and Miss Daisy, or either one of them. I want to see if they're wrecking me, and I'm dizzy this morning. Sluggish liver. Got the car fixed, now I need fixing. I'd like for them to doctor me a little bit. This channel 2 over. Thursday, the 4th or 5th of June, 1970. Thursday, the 5th of June, 1970. Somewhere along there. Channel 2 over. Beginning of channel 2 over.
They gonna spank you.
You come on out here so we can get on your back.
Come on over here.
Good idea.
Come
You're
on.
Sitting there for somebody.
Oh.
Come on here, talk to you because you got a headache. Swimming in the head. You got high blood.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what's the matter with you.
Well, I got it at 6 o'clock this morning.
Well, they come on any time.
You ain't had it
all. Ain't got no such time to come on in.
Yeah.
No. I know it's got me foolish, I know that. I've been had it so long.
Yeah.
It really makes you foolish.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I had the nicest talk with a man yesterday. Ever was. He come over to the house and he was going going to the mountain. And I asked him what mountain was he going to.
Yeah.
He says he's going to Pisgah Forest.
Yeah.
I told him, well, I've been right there.
Oh, really?
I've been right to Pisgah Forest. I told him I've been up on that peak.
Yeah.
Only 25 people can stand on it.
Yeah.
And, well, he was surprised to know that I had been there. And he said, well, how'd you get up there? Well, I said, I went with Mrs. Vanderbilt. She has a cottage up there. She lived up in the summertime and grew up there and stayed. And during the summer, she went up. And so she carried myself and two or three of the house girls with her. And then... I told him, there's nothing up there but bears, big old black bears up there, rattlesnakes.
Oh.
Any kind of bummer.
I said, her house is
up there.
The end of it is on the tail, that they call it Pisgah and the Rat, don't you know? Pisgah Forest and the Rat.
Yeah.
And her house is on the tail of the Rat.
Oh.
And so you stand on the back porch and look down over in there, and he was in this house.
Yeah.
And he was so surprised to know that I had been up.
Well, he shouldn't have been. Folks goes anywhere now.
He said, when was that? I said, that was in 1915 or 1916, one of the two, the doing of the war. World War.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we had a time up there on that mountain. She has a ranger up there, you know, takes care of the place.
Uh-huh.
He stays up there all the time. He don't ever come off.
Yeah.
And I told him the ranger carried us up there. He carried us up.
Yeah.
And at night, you could hear the bears walking around the house, you know. And he set traps for them.
Yeah.
Catch them. Catch the bears.
So what'd they do with them?
I didn't kill them. And she had five or six rugs on the floor there.
Oh.
Beds, you know.
They kill them for the hide.
Mm-hmm. Five or six rugs on the floor. Red big beds had it with the head on it, you know.
They just had more beds than they needed.
Oh, it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And deers. And you have them, they kill the wild game up there, you know. She don't eat nothing but wild game.
Oh.
You don't eat this kind of meat. We eat beef and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Deers and stuff like that. She eat all that kind of wild stuff.
Oh.
She don't eat. And he said, well, you see, you have to pay now to go through the house.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay. When I was there, you didn't pay, but you pay to go up, drive from the gate up to the house.
Uh-huh.
You come on the place, you see. And so now you got to pay to go through the house. The house got. Don't give me anything, Miss Myers.
I see. Mercy.
I don't want anything. I just got through drinking my coffee.
Basil has some iced tea, won't you? Is that too strong?
You just have to. It's 365 rooms in that place. In that house.
Goodness. A room a day?
Yeah, it's a regular place. It's got as many rooms in it as the days of the year.
Yeah.
And so. We went all through the house for the girls have to go through the house and clean every room, keep the room. There's some kind of something like sulfur gathers in there, you know.
Yeah.
And they have to go through there and clean it. And so, I went through and went in his room that he died in, you know. And it's got sheets of gold that thick on the wall.
Goodness.
Like, you know, it's in sheets, like paper, but it's gold.
Yeah.
I pinched off a little piece. She told me, she said, now.
That's the color of it. Gold.
It's gold. No, it's solid gold. What are you talking about, color?
Up on the wall?
Yes, ma'am. In his room.
Well, what does bed look like?
Well, he got one of those, you know, high four-post beds, you know, all that dangling around it, you know.
Well, I'm talking about, what is it made out of?
A mahogany. Oh, it's the first thing you ever saw. And then he has a little house. He got a room upstairs for the little house built in state, it's in that little room. Stayed in that little room, you know. And it's just like the same house, the big house. But it's the most first thing you ever saw.
Mm.
I told him, well, I was up there. When I was there, she had a Swedish cook. And the Swedish cook got sick. And so they had the doctor to her. The doctor claimed that she had syphilis. You know, well, she had that. She had to get off the, she had to get out, you know, the place. So she was afraid of catching, you know, something like that. And so I had to do the cooking for her to the end of the season, see, so she went back to Washington, you see, she lives in Washington. And so she, so Mrs. Howard, that's the housekeeper, Mrs. Howard was there, and she said to me, she said, Bessie, do you think you could cook for the madam till the end of the season? I said, I don't know. I said, I'll try. I said, I'll do what I can. Well, she laid a menu out. I looked at it. I said, well, I guess I can cook it. So that after dinner, she had guests that night, after dinner, she come downstairs in the kitchen. Well, she never goes in the kitchen, but she come in the kitchen that night to see me. And she said, Bessie, She said, I come down to see you. I want to shake your hand. She said, I sent Mrs. Cook, I can't call her name now. But anyway, she said, I sent her to school to learn how to cook. I paid for her schooling to go to school to learn how to cook. I said, you did? She said, yes. She said, well, I want to tell you, you're a better cook than she is.
Is that right?
So you're a better cook than she is. I said, well, I haven't went no school. I said, all I went is in my head. I said, all I know how to cook. I said, it's in my head. She said, well, I want to tell you, see, I never eat had swab that night, you know. She said, I never eat swabs taste like those did tonight. She said, it was simply delicious. And her vegetables come from the garden. He said, he go great big garden, you know. And the gardener, he brings up the vegetables up every day. He bring every day. All kind. And so she had spinach. She had broccoli. And she had rabbit, you know. It said something look like a turnip, but you call it rabbit.
Oh.
Ain't you seen it?
No.
You never have?
No.
Yes, I know what you mean. Yes.
Yeah, they look like a turnip, but they're not turnip.
They're white.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like a turnip, but they're not shaped like a turnip.
No.
Mm-hmm. They grow long.
And so I had molded a cantaloupe of ice cream. You know, have a mold, just like,
uh-huh.
And a rum, made out of, it was a rum ice cream, you see.
Uh-huh.
She said, well, I never seen nothing beat it.
Uh-huh.
She said, I can't understand how you make these things like that.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I said, it's in my head, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And I stay there till September, from August until September, till she got ready to go back to Washington. Now, I guess I'd have been there now, but you see what I mean? She wasn't, didn't want to pay me what she was paying that cook. Don't you see?
Oh,
I told Miss Howard after she went, I told Miss Howard, no, I wouldn't stay here for that money. I said, no. I said, if I can do the work,
mm-hmm.
I needed the money.
Oh.
Just like Miss Howard, like the cook.
The cook.
Yeah.
And she used to make a bird nest ice pudding, you know?
Uh-huh.
She used to had a little bowl about that big, and she used to mold this pudding. She put this pudding in the bowl and bake it. And then after she baked it, she'd take the sugar and tell it rope, you know?
Uh-huh.
Tell it rope, like.
Uh-huh.
And then she'd take that sugar and go all around that pudding. That's what you call a bird there.
Oh.
And so she's surprised that I could do it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you must have learned to write smart, Miss Bess. You can do all that.
Yes.
And that ain't just common cooking, that.
No, it ain't.
That's high class cooking.
That's right. That I could do it.
All those fresh vegetables they brought out of the garden helped, wouldn't it, Miss Daisy?
Yes. They would.
Yes, so. And he was so surprised that I had been up there. So he was going up there for the the season, you know. And so he'd stay up there. He said he'd stay up there about a month and then come back down here and go back.
Oh.
Go back up there.
Yeah.
And he's so surprised. He said one day he come out and a man was standing at his car with his foot on his bumper. And he said, now that man standing there waiting on me. He said he waiting to see me. It's something he wants, something about this car he wants to see. And when he got there's a man from Gainesville right where he come. Right where he come.
Yeah.
So the man said, I looked at your number 11 on these your cars and I know that car, where it come from. Oh, he laughed. He said, well, so he said, yes, I've been all up in there.
Well, that's a long ways. That's a long ways. You were just starting out then.
Asheville?
Yeah.
I was just starting out.
Uh-huh.
1950?
Yeah.
No.
You already...
My baby child was born. Man.
Uh-huh. You what?
My baby child was born.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well, let me start now. I had to offer to go to China.
China? Lord help us, Miss Daisy.
Yes.
He might have gone to China.
Let her go.
Well, I didn't have an offer to go. You see,
Daisy ain't going.
Two ladies, and they were missionaries, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to China to teach, you know.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to go. One of them was kind of sick.
Uh-huh.
So Miss Adams was sick, but Miss Rose wasn't sick. So she's going to teach. And she begged me to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
But on account of my Zeb was a baby little boy, you know, I told her I couldn't go on account of him.
Yeah.
I would take him over there. But she tried to get me to go. She said, take him with you.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, I don't think I'd go that far.
Go that far.
Miss, how you make your tea?
I don't know. Why? I don't know how I make my tea. I think this was steep. This is not from tea bag. I didn't have anything the other day when you sent up here but tea bags.
Well, that's all right. I was talking about that. I'm talking about... I'm
well,
talking about
what's
how
the best way to do it? I don't know.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you how to make your tea.
Okay.
Get your a milk bottle, you know. Or anything. Just a whole... The bags up, you see.
Yeah.
And get about 5 or 6 tea bags and put them in a shelf bottle and fill it up full of cool water.
Yeah.
Cool water and let it stand and you'll see the tea, the difference in the tea.
Just put the bags in the bottle.
Yes, ma'am.
Cold water and not hot water.
No, hot water.
I never made it that way. Did you, Miss Daisy?
No, ma'am. Never heard of it till Bessie told me.
I thought you had to put tea bags in hot water.
No, you don't. And then, to keep your tea from turning dark.
Yeah, tell me that.
You put lemon in it.
First?
No, after when you, after it's made.
Yeah.
You see, let it draw good.
Uh-huh.
And then you put just about a teaspoonful of lemon or a tablespoonful.
Yeah.
You see, in your lemon.
Yeah.
And let it stand and it'll never turn dark.
And it'll never turn dark.
Oh, it turns dark afterwards.
Yeah, because see this water?
Smoky.
Limestone.
Yeah.
See?
Smoky.
Make
it
dark, you see?
Yeah.
Well, this tea wasn't dark then when you first made it.
That's what I'm telling her now. I know it wasn't.
Yeah.
But you see, after stand, you put it in the box.
Uh-huh.
And stand.
Uh-huh.
Then it, you know, it'll turn dark.
Uh-huh. They put lemon. That's lemon juice. I was out of lemon this morning. But I'm glad to know that.
That's good.
And that's just good. It'll never turn dark.
Oh, that's good.
And then it's better. Uh-huh. It's better than in the hot water.
Uh-huh. No, well, I'll try that. Try it, Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
How you make tea, Miss Daisy?
I don't make it.
You don't?
Yes.
Don't you drink iced tea?
No. Drink iced tea sometimes.
Well, that's a good way to make tea, and you can always have
Bessie
your tea.
Bessie brings me some.
You always have your tea.
And you can keep it.
It'll keep it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, I thought everybody just drank iced tea.
I drink some sometimes.
All the time in hot weather.
But
I don't.
Ain't nobody there but me. So, I just wait till I go somewhere and get me some.
Yeah.
So Bessie makes it over to the place where she works. And she says she makes a gallon. And she said, and man,
I tell
you,
you
know,
I don't
drink
make
that tea all the time.
Is that right?
Because I love it. I drink too
it don't hurt you, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's
you see,
I
the
don't
cool,
make
the hot
water,
something about it.
I drink too much of it.
Bring that acid out in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But the cold water don't bring it out.
Oh, the cold water, when you make it with cold water, it won't hurt you, she says.
Huh.
It don't hurt you. It don't hurt you even, you know. You know, it hurts your bladder, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but tell me it's not good for you.
No, well, you make it out of when you cool water. You see, don't bring that acid out.
Uh huh. Yeah, now I think this is instant tea.
Don't make no difference what kind of tea
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
But you.
Yeah.
You put the lemon in it, keep from turning
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I don't drink tea.
You don't drink tea?
Uh-uh.
I said she didn't give you none.
But you know what I have, and what you know what you do? You get sort of doctrined up with a lemon, one thing, though, and it tastes good, and you just sit there and keep on drinking it.
Yeah, that's really not on fire. Also, I'll just keep on drinking it.
Well, that's what Beth was telling you. If you made it with cold water, it wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah.
And you know, Francis told us that we better not drink too much tea if you had a little kidney trouble. Wasn't good for your bladder.
No,
oh,
it isn't good for your bladder.
Doctor said it too. But
no, it acid, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the tea is against you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But with cold water, you don't get it.
No, because the hot water brings it out.
Oh.
Somebody said that tea would make you bilious.
Tea? Make you bilious?
Yes.
I know to make
you
bilious.
Well, I feel bilious this morning.
Well, you need a dose of something to clean you up.
You didn't drink any tea?
No.
Well, what would you give him, Bessie?
You take that?
I used to.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Is it? I was, if they got it out, I used to carry them little Carter's little liver pills around with me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'd get up dizzy. And I'd take one of them. The only thing about it is, you see, if you get up dizzy, then you have to take it during the day. You know, Martha. Tell me, is it better to take them at night?
Always at night. Take them at night.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to go through the day dizzy, though.
No, well, sometimes it carries the dizziness away.
Yeah. So, I quit carrying them for some reason or other. And Faye looked in the medicine chest in there and cabinet and found this liquid for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know them little, what is it, cascara?
Yes.
No, that's not it.
Cascara, isn't it?
Carter's little liver pill.
Mm-hmm. It's cascara.
Cascara, that's it. Same thing?
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, those little liver pills, they just as big as a pinhead.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is all I ever took. I took them since I was a child. I can remember taking them way back. I was amazed, you know, at how much damage one little pill to one little pill.
They're named after a lady used to run a racehorse, Miss Carter. See?
Oh.
She's the one that formed the little pills. She was a racehorse woman, and so she had a horse. Yeah, she had a horse, and the horse was named Carter,
oh.
Just like her.
Yeah.
And so she just found those pills She made, had those, I don't know where she made them or had them made, but she made them.
Yeah.
That's really the name Carter's Littlefield, but they don't call them Carter's no more.
No.
What do they call them?
Liver pills.
A liver pills, I see.
You don't call it a Carter no more.
Well, why do you
say? Well, they call some of them Carters.
Well, they don't call them Carter no more. They out of the name of Carter, you see.
Well,
and they name them.
I don't know whose name then, but I know they still recommend Carter's little liver pill.
Well, they don't. I mean, they don't call them Carters no more. They call them liver pill, you see. You hear them now, so on the television. After those pills, you hear them.
Oh.
You don't hear them say Carter.
Is that right?
I do.
Liver pills.
I hear them say Carter's liver pill. Take Carter's pill.
Do you ever give them to your children?
No, I don't take them.
You don't approve of them.
What happens when you get something wrong with your liver?
When you get dizzy.
When you get dizzy.
Well, you're bilious, that's all. You're just bilious. It's your liver wrong, uh-huh. But never his liver ain't wrong, it's his head.
It's his head? What you tell me coming up here we ought to do? Tell him. Tell him, you're chicken, you don't tell him.
I thought he need a good spanking, that's all the matter with him. Oh, spoiled baby. She done spoiled him, and now she have to put up with it.
She don't mind.
Well, I don't know, Miss Daisy. I
she has a hand full.
She has a hand full. That's the truth.
Yes, sir. He just
Well, I just got my old car fixed last night. I had it worked on, but you know the mechanic that worked on it. When I drove it home, it just jerked.
I know, they don't do nothing to
it. Did you ever drive a sewing machine that just jerked? And looked like it just coming apart. And so I went over here to Buster, and he says yes, he knew what was wrong with it. And he gave it, you know what they call a tune-up, to put points in and new spark plugs. And it just runs like a sewing machine now.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought it in last night about dark, and I took him on back. And I got my car fixed up, and I'm out of commission.
Look like something got to go wrong.
Something.
Well, you better let him fix you up.
Put a new set of spark
plugs. Well, Mr. Meyer, you just lay down and be quiet. That's what you need to do. You see, you're out in that hot sun. The other day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all that hot sun. One time I seen you had your hat off.
Yeah.
You see, now, at your age now, it ain't good for you. You can't go around here like this here. Children ain't bareheaded down like they used to.
Yeah.
You can't
I don't
do
see
it.
How they stand.
Well, they come up with it.
But everybody you see now is their head. Ain't nothing on this.
But you can't do it. You can't do it. Because the sun strikes that mole of your head up there. And you put your hat on your head. Keep it on your head.
I try to keep my hat on.
You ain't said nothing. As long as he's been keeping it off, he's going to take it off.
He better keep it on when he out in that sun.
Miss Daisy, I try to wear a hat.
Did you see that old hat he wears all the time?
Oh,
with his dog, that old postman's hat. He wears it to church.
He wears it everywhere he goes.
What you gonna do with him? I don't know.
Well, I take it off just before I get there.
Just before you get to church?
Yeah.
And leave it in your car?
Yes. If you forget about it and wear it in church.
Well, it's too bad about you.
Bessie, you still do a lot of cooking.
Sometimes.
Well, you cook a whole lot. You cook up a whole batch of pies and cakes and everything. Fish. If you don't do it yourself, see, you do it for the picnic, for the
church
over there.
Well, I cook whenever they want me to. My turn to cook, you see.
Yeah.
Cook the things for them. I'm on my tub, you see.
Miss Daisy cooking all the time, you see. You cook every night.
Cook every night.
Yeah.
But she just cooking for the home people.
Yeah, but they're right smart of it. Now, you don't cook that fancy stuff.
No. I don't cook it yet.
What do you cook mostly, Miss Daisy?
Me? Vegetables, rice, and meat. Then I don't cook much bread, of course. They buy the bread already done.
Oh.
Now and then I cook some bread. There ain't nobody here now but for me to cook for, so I don't have to do much cooking. Well, here with Samuel, he here sometime. The rest of the children, they's in Kirkwood, and the mother, she's in Clearwater, so I got a vacation.
Oh, really? Oh, you mean Miss Doris is in Clearwater?
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
What's she doing down there?
Well, she went down there to visit a friend. This woman's mother was very sick.
Oh, she's not going
so
to stay?
Called. No, so she don't stay down there. She wanna come home now, but the woman passed Sunday, so she called Elizabeth and told her she'd be home as soon as they got the funeral arranged and everything, and she's gonna help her. So I guess she'd be home any day. I don't know whether they're going bury her down there, where they gonna take her back to Georgia. They mostly carry them all back to Georgia. That's their home.
Yeah.
In Georgia.
Oh, is that, yeah?
Yeah, so they take them back there when they die.
Where's
I guess,
your home?
Hmm? Just, I guess that's what they want.
Where's your home?
Georgia.
Your home back in Georgia?
Yes. That's where I was born, raised at,
yeah,
in Georgia. All my children was born in Georgia.
Oh, you already had your family before you come down?
Yes, sir. I brought my family with me.
Oh.
See, I've been here since 23.
Yes.
So some of them was babies, but the men's and women's now.
Now, this family that you was talking about, Daisy talked about these, you know, where she was working up that meat. And back up there in Georgia, this one family where you lived, when they kill hogs, they kill 8 or 10 or 12 hogs.
Yes, and 15. When they, now, the farm I was on, living on, and plenty more around there. When they killed Hall, you see, it was a week's wait.
Oh.
Just a solid week. They kill them one day.
Yeah.
And the men, they would cut them up, trim them. So they had big tables. They had that in Carolina, didn't they, Betsy? Mm-hmm. Them big tables.
Why, too?
Mm-hmm. All killing, and wear you out.
Yeah.
But they didn't throw away nothing.
Yeah.
No, sir.
No, I know that.
The woman of the house, she would see after everything, but she'd have about three or four women, colored women, helping. Three or four men.
Yeah.
And see, the men, they clean them, scrape them, cut them up, cut the heads off and all that stuff. Well, the women, they mostly see that the Lord wash children and do things like that.
Uh-huh.
Help to cut that for the Lord, you see.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, they just had a big place there out in the country.
Yes, sir. Great big smokehouse, and they had poles in it something. I didn't hear tell no coal storage.
No,
nothing like that. No, how it's coming out. You'd cut that meat up and salt it down. Pack it down and salt it up. Had some way, some on the ground, did the Bessie?
Mm-hmm.
How did they stack that meat then? But I know they salted it.
Yeah, they stack it on the ground on pine straw.
That's right. That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they let it stay there a while. I don't know just how long. Then they take that meat up from there, and they'd have tubs to rinse that salt off it. And these old bear grass things, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stick holes in it and hang it up by some of them.
Bear grass,
that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
They wash that meat out of there and somebody dry it, stack it up there. Well, there's somebody there to put that thing in it and hand it up
that's
to
right.
a man.
Yeah.
And smoke it.
And then they would get hickory bark or oak bark. And they had a place in the middle of that smokehouse where they would smoke that meat. Smoke that sausage right along with it. And it was good too.
And the bark is what they used?
Sure.
They used the bark.
Bark.
You bark. You see, they used the bark.
Yeah, that's what they used the bark for, the smoker grill.
Yeah.
And you know they had a man to do that. Know just how to build a fire and how much to make the smoke just right.
Uh-huh.
I reckon somebody else could have done it as good as he, but they just pick him up. The boss man ordered him to do that, you see.
Yeah.
So that's what he done until that meat was dry.
And then he'd be on hand the next year to do it.
Next year. That same man.
Exactly. You
know,
he
had a great big old syrup kill, Mr. Miles. Them men did clean them heads just as clean and them feet. And they got it clean, they put them in a tub and we wash them. Put them in that kiln. Cooked all that together, the head and the feet all went together. Then we called it soft meat. That's
yeah.
what we called it then. When you get done, that's going to be tomorrow. You're going to work with them bones tomorrow and get it where she can fix it. But nobody brought nothing with them there. They might bring a mess of liver or something for their dinner, for their supper or their breakfast. Because all of them eat dinner at the kitchen up there.
Oh,
when
that was a part of it.
Mm-hmm. All of them eat dinner at the kitchen.
Yeah.
Sometimes all of them couldn't get in the kitchen, but they had shelter and places outside there for them to eat. All right, when they get through eating, well, now two of them women's got to wash up them dishes.
Yeah.
Them other two got to be outdoors.
Yeah.
I always liked it to be outdoors. But it had a nice time. But when it was all finished, all of us got our share. The woman of the house, she divided mine, divided Bessie's. Some of all that hog, but that they hung up. All the cheese, all the chitlins, and all the scraps, what wasn't used for sauces and things like that. And then you got our sauces, our part of the sauce and everything.
Uh-huh.
But it was work, Mr. Miles.
Yeah.
Stand there and prove that stuff all day.
Yeah.
I have done it 3 and 4 days.
But you do it, you get used to it.
Yes, you get used to it.
Yes. Okay. That souse meat.
They call it hog head cheese, yeah.
Do they?
That's what they call it, yeah.
Now they put the heads and the feet in there and
all together.
Cook it down.
And cook it.
Yeah.
Then you get all them bones out.
Yeah.
Head bones, foot bones, all them bones.
Yeah.
There ain't no bones in the air. You get,
yeah.
Get them loose from that head uh-huh. bone.
They cook it and the meat comes off and then you just take them over
mm-hmm.
there. And then
you
make
something to put it in. You see, they mix it.
Yeah.
They had sausage grinders, sausage scuffles, and all them things there. Grind up
yeah.
that stuff.
Then you press it.
Then you press it.
How you press it?
Then, I forgot now. What did you press it in?
Well, I remember it looks like cheese. I mean, you can buy it in the place.
That's something.
It looks like.
They had something to press it in, but I can't remember it all. When she
yeah.
get it seasoned,
yeah.
ground and everything, and seasoned,
yeah.
and she put it in something,
yeah.
press it. I figured it was a big old pan. I think she
yeah.
had two big old pans. About like that. It wasn't enamel, but some looked like brass, but it wasn't. Was it basically what they pressed that meat in? Big old thick heavy pans.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I got
what it was. It was kind of like corpus or something she had. But they were thick.
Mm.
Big. She had two.
I don't remember that seeing them. I don't think I ever was there when they made that souse meat.
Mm-hmm.
I think all I ever ate was what somebody else had made and give us.
Uh-huh.
And put a little vinegar on it. And it tastes good.
It was good.
Or it spoiled it. You don't use any more medicine, just like you used to. You'd have a few little things in your medicine cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
All you got now is what the doctor prescribed, ain't it?
Yes.
You don't go out and get roots and things and use.
No.
Oh, no.
No, I don't know what kind of root to get.
You don't use your own remedies anymore.
No.
You don't doctor the children yourself.
I can't find the roots. I don't know them.
I don't mean the roots, Faith.
I know I
said it. I'm talking about the old remedies, you know,
what?
Just like
well, when they got
quinine,
yeah.
Quinine,
yeah.
Castor,
yeah.
All
now
that.
You don't have any of that.
Oh yes, I got some.
Huh?
I got some. I buy it. Cough syrup, liniment. Yeah.
You don't have to have a doctor to tell you every time what.
No, she don't know I take it. I ain't seen a doctor in so long, Miss Maud.
But you take care of yourself.
I take care of myself.
And you doctored your fat children when they're coming up.
When my children was coming up. My oldest boy, he was 21 years old before he ever see the doctor. My girl, she must have been about 16 or 17. But anyway, ever what age it was, I know she was young. When her first child was born, that's the first doctor she ever seen.
Yeah.
I didn't take my children to the doctor. Doctor myself.
Well, now, what are some of your remedies, Miss
Davy? What I use with my children? I'd use castor with them. If they had a cold, I'd get cough medicine and give it to them. Well, I'd buy salves, you know, to grease them with, grease your chest and things.
Vic salve?
No, I never be careful. Vic salve.
You didn't?
Nope.
What'd you use?
I used some. This. What you call it, Bessie? In a big green box. Menthol laden salves and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They had some camphor rated.
I
all
see.
Of them like that. That's what I used. And castor for my children. just about. And anything I could get to feed them on. They didn't have to help, so.
That's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just 10 minutes ago.
But you see my children. They wasn't like children, no.
I have to go.
Hmm?
I said 10 minutes 11, I have to go.
Well.
Okay.
So you done help, you feel better?
Yeah. Miss Davis, what do you take yourself?
Myself? I take some 3 S's. That's what I take.
What is that good for?
Well, it says good for your blood. It's good for several things.
Let me talk to
Miss Davis
about these remedies, and you and Miss Bessie get started.
Well, I enjoyed my visit.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to show Miss Bessie something up here, and I'll be right back.
George, my teeth.
Yeah. What all is 3S is good for, Miss Bessie?
Well, they say it's good for poor blood.
Yes.
Your blood is poor. It's mostly blood to recollage your blood, they say.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon it must do something. If mine high, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's low, I don't know. I keep going.
How long you been using that a long time?
Yes, sir.
Sort of standard.
Yeah.
Well, now how do you know when to use it?
Well, if I feel weak or kind of run down, you know how you can feel sometimes. Well, then I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Maybe 2 days study, 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Sometime I take it more than that. But when I begin to feel normal, you know, and like I should, I lay off it.
Yeah.
And take it all the time. And Mr. Smile, that's all.
Well, now, it looks to me like that's the sort of remedy a person ought to have.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't have to run to the doctor every time.
All the time, every time you feel a pain.
No.
And Mr. Meyer, the bad part about it don't seem like the doctor doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever get well. Mm-hmm. You got to go all the time.
Yeah.
Somebody showing me something. He said, doctor say, now I have to take these to keep a living. I said, how long are you going to have to take them? Well, he said, I have to take them as long as I live. I said, I don't want nothing. I'm going to take that long.
Yeah.
Y'all come an end to it. Now, how long do he know I'm going to live? That's the thing about it. He don't know how long I'm going to live. So if I live 25, 30 years long, I'm going to take them things every day?
Every day.
No, not me.
Well, now, Miss Bessie takes it.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
For her, pressure, high blood.
That was good.
What else you got in your... What else do you take, Miss Daisy?
Well, it has some kind of tablets. They call them NR tablets.
Yeah.
I take them, you know, if I feel that inside. My stomach don't feel just good sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I take them 1 or 2 at night. I don't take nothing regular.
Yeah.
No. I don't take nothing unless I feel like I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to train myself to taking medicine every day.
Well, now, if you cut yourself or hurt yourself, what do you do for that?
I have some linen there. Now, I tell you what I do. If I cut myself, or stick a nail in my foot, or cut my foot or something like that, I wash it off. Then I fill up that place was cut,
mm-hmm,
with sugar and pour kerosene on it and just lay a cloth around there just to soak up the blood. Let it go.
Now, if you cut it, you got a little gas there.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little gas there. Well, I filled up with sugar.
You wash it out.
Wash it out good and fill it up with sugar.
Then put kerosene in it.
Fill it up with kerosene.
And put a little cloth on it.
Put a little cloth over it like that, just to keep the blood from running. Well, after that, it's just over.
And you just sort of
protect
it.
Take care of that hand.
Yeah.
That hand don't do much work then.
Yeah.
Until it quit bleeding. All right. As soon as it stopped bleeding, it goes right on just like the other one. Soapy water or anything or whatnot.
Oh, really?
It goes on. As soon as it quit bleeding.
Yeah.
Well, then I use it.
Well, you got
and
one.
Do you know soap is the best thing for a soap?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, it is. You know me, none. One time, I had a glass rubber boat. So I don't know how it got broke. You know, I split that thumb open clean from here down.
Yeah.
I just cut it. I held it there in that water and washed it off, so I got it out. Got me some water in the basin and held it in there till it quit bleeding some. And then I washed it when it quit bleeding so bad. So I made my fur, bring it some sugar and a teaspoon, and I just filled it up with that sugar. Poured kerosene on it, and then I put a cloth over it. But I just put the cloth there to kiss the blood, you see, till it quit bleeding. That's when it quit bleeding. You ready?
Well, that was a nice visit, Miss Betsy.
Always nice visits when you come over here.
That dog got that.
Well, Mr. Miles, is it going to rain?
I think it's going to blow.
It's going to just blow.
Blow?
Yeah.
Well,
it's nice to just Bessie says she's got to go. And when she gets to go, she has
she
to
got
go.
To go, she got to go.
Yes, sir. She can't just wait. She got to go.
That was it. They were just beautiful. Miss Bessie held forth, and then Miss Daisy held forth. And this is 7:50, Channel 2 over. 7:50, Channel 2 over, this Thursday morning, the 5th, I guess, of May 1970. The end of, this is the end of Channel 2 over. The end of Channel 2 over around 7:50. And Miss Bessie got nervous and had to go home, and Miss Daisy was ready to talk a little bit more. It's 7:50, Channel 2 over. Thursday the morning, the 5th, about the 5th of June, 1970.